All right, we're going to click it with what we got. I don't even know what today is. Today's the, June 20th, Monday. I came very close to walking away from this podcast show that I do and never doing it again. And I was ready to just throw in the towel, take all my studio gear, either sell it or give it away or whatever the case may be. And it wasn't out of anger or anything. I was a little frustrated because, well, you know what? Let's get the intro, start the show, and we'll talk about it. Podcast that talks to you about motorcycles and more. Welcome to the Cycle Shack Podcast. I'm Ivan Rodriguez, the host, founder, HNIC, CEO, HHHQIP, HOI, whatever. Yeah. Welcome back to the Cycle Shack, guys. If you tuned in, thanks for coming back and tuning in. I appreciate you. Cycle Shack is brought to you by Anchor.fm. It's our host platform, which is also part of Spotify. So if you haven't created your own podcast, what are you waiting for? It's quick, fast, free, and easy. Try them out. That's Anchor.fm. They put you on every podcast platform out there. You can even make a little change on the side while you host your own podcast. So check it out. Again, that's Anchor.fm. I'd like to thank Harris Heller from Stream Beats, who creates all these beats for any content creator to use. Check him out at Harris Heller on YouTube. Some great stuff. So, I came very close to kind of giving up on the podcast for a little bit because... I just did. It was, the last podcast I put out was in March sometime, beginning of March, March 3rd maybe. And, you know, again, it's so hard. I've mentioned this before. I've got in my head what I want to do, but sometimes it involves a co-host. So, you know, it's easier when you have someone that you can, you know, run your mouth with on the other side and sort of like go over dialogue with. It's easier that way. I mean, there are people who do solo podcasts, and yes, I'm one of them, but I'm not very good at it. I'll be flat out transparent. In my opinion, I hear these things, and I guess it's the biggest mistake I could make is listen to myself over again on the podcast, but I like to check the quality of my equipment. I like to check the quality of the sound, so it gets me anal to hear my own voice talking and just talking to, like, dead air, but I know there's someone else listening, which is you. But again, it gets crazy when you, I think I backed myself into a platform where people, I mean, even myself, you think this is a motorcycle-only podcast. I mean, you got a lot of great podcasts out there that do everything motorcycles. Number one, Motorcycle Men is one of them. There's plenty of them. You got everyone you see on YouTube does the podcast on Anchor or on Apple as well. But they always have people they can talk to. It's multiple people on or another person on with them. So it goes a lot smoother. So that being said, I didn't have anyone I can go back and forth with on dialogue. And I still don't. It's not like I'm going to turn around and say, hey, guess what? I got a co-host with me. Nah, it ain't happening because I got no one. But so about a week back, I went out to a Wednesday night bike night. I say Wednesday. I decided to go because I was off Thursday and Friday. Why? Because I took a ride over to the end of bike week at Laconia. So we got to go to Laconia. But anyway, since that Wednesday night was my Friday, I said, yeah, shit, yeah, let's go to the bike night. So we went to the bike night, and it was in Lake Carmel, New York, across the bridge from me. So took a nice little, 45-minute ride over. And nice place, nice Italian eatery with a nice big patio. I want to say there was maybe about 100 to 150 bikers, maybe about 100 bikes, if that, in the parking lot. And it was a pretty good damn turnout. Such a good turnout that I think the people in the restaurant kind of got overwhelmed and didn't think it was going to be that great of a turnout. But either way, it was great. And I had on my Cycle Shack podcast cap, baseball cap. I have a trucker cap. Had it on backwards, and on the back of it, you know, which is the front, you know, my logo, the Cycle Shack podcast with the mic for skull with the microphone. And somebody walks up to me and says, hey, I noticed your hat, Cycle Shack podcast. I mean, what's that about? I mean, it's obviously about motorcycles, no? I go, yeah, it's, you know, and in my head, I was like, how do I explain this? Yeah, it's a podcast show that I said it used to do. I said used to because it had been 3 months since I've been on this mic. I said hasn't quite really worked out, so, you know, I kind of gave up on it. That's what I told him. So right there, I guess in my head, I said, okay, I guess I'm doing this. I'm giving up on it. So what the guy who asked me turned out to be one of the hosts of the bike night event, not the owner of the place or the restaurant it was being at, but the guy who is part of the organization that hosted the bike night. And he said, man, we've been trying to get a podcast kicked off for a while, and it's just not working. We don't know what we're doing. So I looked at him and said, really? I said, well, I could help. Maybe we should talk. He goes, yeah, man, maybe we can, you know, cross the platforms a bit and maybe come together on something. I said, all right, I'll give you a call. Right away, he turned around, reached in his back pocket, pulled out a business card, handed it over. I said, great. I'm not holding my breath. I'm not saying that in a negative light. There'd have to be a lot of things worked out. I'd obviously still have to keep this show, even though not a whole lot of content here, but it's still my content. And I'd like to do something with that person and his organization, because it's pretty much already a well-established organization for the past few years. Very well known here in the Hudson Valley. So I'd like to do something, definitely. So that right there, that night I got home, as I was riding home from that bike night, I immediately thought, man, there's hope yet. There's still something that I can do here. You know, I've said it before. The reason why I do this is not because I had dreams of making money off of it. I mean, hey, if it happens that I make a little scratch to keep everything going, if I was paying for a platform and all this, you know, gear, you know, you got to replace microphones once in a while, cords, all that stuff costs money, but it's not really anything to break the bank. You know, I spend money on more stupider stuff. This is, you know, kind of like, it's a hobby for me. I don't see this as something as a financial opportunity for me. I like motorcycles. I love motorcycles. Love talking about them. So I just figured I could just spew my mouth on a microphone and get it out there. So even though I have listeners, I got people that go back and forth with me on the Facebook page, ask me questions, talk to me. It's still not as big of a platform. I've got one set of subscribers, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I've come to terms that I'm okay with that. If there's someone out there listening, then great. It is what it is. I just got to find my niche, folks. That's all it is. And just not gotta be bummed out about it. So little by little, we'll be making changes. I know I say it all the time. Yeah, got this new stuff coming up. Blah 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 blah. I just gotta take it easy, take it slow. I don't only talk about my motorcycles. I mean, today I got other things to talk about. I don't think I'm even gonna stick to my platform. You know, this podcast may be 20 minutes. I don't know, but I'm just not gonna. You know, the notes that I wrote down here are old notes, first off. That's one. Two, a lot of the stuff that I want to talk about has been spoken to death about on YouTube and other podcasts. So, I mean, like, I'm like late to the game with a lot of this stuff. Like, I got here, Harley Davidson confirmed we'll use the Revolution Max 975 engine for the new Sportster. that shit came out months ago already. It's already for sale out there. And I had that as a talking point with some notes. One thing I do want to mention is Soundstream Reserve. The Soundstream Reserve HDHU 14 Plus is the new replacement radio from the Soundstream Reserve company that will replace your Harley Davidson infotainment system. And it's cheaper. So I'm not going to get into it with the article, but I'm going to say this. It's a really interesting buy. It's something where if anyone decided to upgrade their infotainment. So I have this, the 6.5 GT, I think it's called, stereo infotainment system, which comes on up to, I think it was on the Rushmore edition 2014. I have a 2016. I think it's on through 17, 18. Then 19, I think it's switched to the GTS, which is the all touchscreen system. Doesn't have the four buttons like the 6.5. It supposedly has a better sound. It supposedly has better GPS, etc. Anyway, Soundstream Reserve has come out with a radio. If you wanted to replace your radio from Harley, you'd have to go for like a Sony aftermarket or something else that would fit. But the problem would be it being weather resistant or waterproof. So you would have to go for some type of marine radio. If you went with Harley and upgraded to the new stereo, the upgrade is $1,800. That's the replacement radio and flashing. Who wants to do that? A direct replacement or an upgrade from Harley that will do the exact same thing that you had. You just got the new latest and greatest. Might operate a little bit better, but to me, that's not worth $1,800. So Soundstream Reserve came out with a direct replacement for your radio, and it's all touchscreen, straight up waterproof. I mean, I saw this thing tested under a slop sink. They took a janitorial slop sink and said, here we go. We're going to throw it under the sink and just literally put it under the sink and let it get wet. And they said, look, we know these are extreme. This is an extreme thing to do. But let's say you're riding and you're into a torrential downpour. You know, let's just do it that way. So the guy took it and just put it under the stream of water. Right. And literally doused it in water. And he said, okay, let's be fair again. He took a towel and he didn't like dry the thing thoroughly. He just wiped the excess water off so that he wouldn't electrocute himself when he put the harness back on. And he didn't test it on a bike. He tested it on a power supply on a bench that had the harness, you know, pre-wired to it. So he said, here we go. This is to simulate your bike. Clicked it into place and said, all right, is it going to turn on? Poof, turned on. Said, all right, it's on. There we go. Pass the test. The Soundstream Reserve HDHU 14 Plus replacement radio for your Harley is only $700. I would pay $700. I will get that radio. Now, I don't plan on trading my bike in. I plan on paying my bike off and staying with it. And that's going to be my Harley that I'm going to upgrade. It's going to be my second bike when I get another bike. But for the most part, I will be getting that stereo. It's a direct factory replacement. Excuse me. All the factory plugs that are existing will transfer right over to this one, and there is no flashing this stereo, period. There is no flashing needed from Harley Davidson. There is one small catch. You need to pay an extra $90 for the adapter that ties into this that allows you to use the hand control functions on the handlebars. That's it. And you know what? I'm okay with that, really. I'm okay with that. Because otherwise, you'd have to use the touchscreen for everything. So the adapter for 90, I think it's $75 to $90 allows the hand controls to work just like the factory stereo, et cetera, which is cool. It has Apple CarPlay, okay? And it does the Apple CarPlay through Bluetooth. It doesn't have to be hooked up like the Harley one. But I have the 2016, so you don't have Apple CarPlay when you even when you hook up the Apple wire or the Apple cable. But anyway, that's one thing I wanted to make mention. The rumors that the Harley-Davidson Bronx is going to become a reality. Don't know about that. And obviously, this has not. You know what? I got to research this because this was back in, this was like a month ago. Harley-Davidson halts motorcycle shipments for 2 weeks on parts issue. Yep, Harley-Davidson stopped production. Yes, sir, for 2 weeks. And to this day, I don't know if they're still producing or not, because I didn't bother following up. There was an issue for a while back in late March, early April, where folks, including myself, were wondering if they were going to pass inspection because of this supposed new law that came out with pipes, aftermarket pipes, etc. Turns out the law is just an existing law that now they're saying they're going to enforce, but they haven't started anywhere. So a lot of bike places are fearful of losing their licenses, so they're not even taking bikes that show up with aftermarket pipes on them. Yep. Yes, sir. Took mine to my Harley dealer that I normally go to, and that's O'Toole's Harley Davidson. Sure as shit. They said, no problem. Got baffles? Yep, all good. Okay, let's see those turn signal lights work. That's it. That's all they did. Aftermarket is no problem, they said, as long as it's comparable to the OEM and it has the baffling. You didn't pull them out. Everything is as they came out of the box. You're good, but they must have baffles. Or gravy. That being said, I still switched my exhaust because I wanted to. Finally got the TAB performance exhaust. Love it. It's got a lot more snap. It's got a little back pressure, which gave me a little bit feel of riding. The zombie baffles are fucking loud as shit, which I love. And yeah, good deal. I'm happy. They only get louder. I've only had them for maybe 2 weeks. You know, popped them on. They were brand spanking new, so they weren't too loud. But now that the carbon's building up on them and they're breaking in nice, and yep, sound good. Sound good. So, school shootings are happening and going bananas. And it's like, what the hell? Now, all of a sudden, every other week, there's something going on with kids being held in a school or in a daycare and a shooter, etc. And I'm like, man, this is like too convenient. This is too convenient. And it's just unbelievable. And the next thing is the rise in gas prices. I mean, it's ridiculous. I just came back from Laconia. Spent the fortune on gas and a motorcycle, man. It was myself and my wife, my bike and her bike. His and her bikes. And, you know, it is what it is. It was still cheaper than a car overall as far as fuel. But, you know, it's just crazy because I filled my bike up twice and it was over $21. It's unheard of. My bike would fill up at $16 when gas was at, you know, a better rate. But yeah, $21 to fill up my tank. I got a 6-gallon tank. Anyway, so gas prices are soaring. People are pissed off, including people on bikes. But like always, bikes are still the cheaper mode of transportation, so you're going to use it a lot more. Laconia, I got to say, beautiful mountains, nice place. It reminded me not so much of the people there, but just the setting of Americade. On the lake, etc. Weir's Beach was cool. One thing about these bike rallies is you got to love them, because when you go to them, you see one, you see them all, because they're pretty much all the same shit. All the same vendors show up to all the same rallies. So whatever you saw at Americade as far as vendors, as far as T-shirts being sold, pins, bike accessories, it's all the same vendors that go to Laconia, that go to Daytona, that go to Sturgis, all the same people. The JP Cycles, the Hot Leathers, the Patchco, Patches.com, all that stuff. And you might have a local guy that does pinstriping, but there's pinstriping available everywhere. You got the AMSOIL oil change thing, AMSOIL Adam. I noticed there was another AMSOIL dealer there at Weir's Beach, but he didn't have a bike setup. He didn't have a full service setup. All he did was have a tent. And he's with a bunch of displays of different types of AMSOIL products. And all he did was sell it. Didn't do service himself. AMSOIL Adam is a full service oil change garage on wheels. Has everything mobile, sets it up. Check him out on YouTube, AMSOIL Adam. And so, yeah, man, times are changing. People are getting angrier now, man. Because they want to go out, but now they got this fuel thing going on, and the price of everything's going up. Supermarket shelves are empty everywhere. And it's because, again, the trucks that you pay an astronomical amount for fuel, diesel fuel is at $6.25 a gallon right now, which is unheard of. And, yeah, trucks are coming in with half loads to places, you know, and those half loads are going fast, unfortunately. It's the law of supply and demand, I guess, right? But still, we tend to get complacent, and they're saying, hey, this is due to the war. The war isn't our war. You know, I get it. Oh, well, if it's a war, it affects us. I get it. But there's nothing coming over here, pulling money out of banks. It's just crazy. The government forces you to pull your money out of the bank. We're told that the oil that's being affected by this makes up 2% of what we buy from Russia. First off, why are we buying oil from Russia? Two, it's only 2%. Then why is our fuel so freaking high? Makes no sense at all. But, yeah, they're kind of spoon-feeding us the BS and calling it chocolate pudding, and we're eating it, you know? It's still out there. It still exists. What am I talking about? Two people can't have an intelligent conversation about whatever in politics without either not so much coming to blows, but coming into sarcasm matches and say, you're stupid because you're a Trump fan. You're an idiot. Trump's a racist and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm a Trump fan or I'm a Biden fan. I am not anti-government. I'm not an anarchist, okay? But I am anti this government. I feel that that Washington needs to be purged. Everyone needs to be fired, and we need to reelect the local hardware store owner. We need to reelect the farmer who will give a damn about our economy because of, you know, people and businesses being affected, etc. That's how it used to be back in the days. That's how it should be again. Yeah. You know, when two people, like, not so much come to blows, but when two people get really nasty with each other in a conversation, that you look at them and you're like, what are you two guys doing? You know, it's what the government wants. They want this turmoil, and you're just giving it to them. Who cares about the politics of things? It's not putting money directly in any of our pockets. I don't care what Trump did. I don't care what Biden did. I don't care what they didn't do, because it's not benefiting me. it's not benefiting us as a society to go at each other's throats just because you got some proving points to say because you like one or the other. I mean, it's stupid. But anyway. Had a quick power glitch here. All right. Had a lot of those lately. Actually had a tree fall down one day. Knock out the power. But anyway. That's all I got. That's me just spewing my junk. And, yeah. So, again, thanks for listening. There'll be more. I'm not giving up. Not yet. I say not yet, but I'm not. CycleShackPodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys. Check us out. Go to the Facebook page at the Cycle Shack Podcast. Tell me what you think. I appreciate everybody listening. I really, really do. So give me some feedback. Tell me what you think. I'm Ivan Rodriguez for the Cycle Shack Podcast. I am out of here.